This is going to be a very fun night. It's already been a fun day seeing everything come up, and I always love seeing blank walls turn into an art exhibit. It's so much fun.
Tell me about the space you're in right now.
So I got hooked up with Qumran. I always say it wrong. Qumran Drama Stage. They're a theater production company, but I met them through an event at work, and they saw the art that I had with me that day. And they said, hey, do you want to come and do the Downtown LA Art Walk? Of course I do. So we're here today, and I think some really great things are going to come from today too. This is just one stepping stone on the journey that is Veterans Art Show. So it's always fun.
I'm trying to keep track of how many you've ever had since starting last year.
I made a list of everybody that's here today, and there's 11 people that are here today. And I think in addition to the 11 that are here, there are about 7 or 8 other artists. So I think we're kind of running at about 20. And there's always more coming, and there's some people that have kind of dropped off, but I'm sure they'll come back around. Veterans Art Show is always open, so you never know what could happen.
Suppose some veterans are listening, they want to be part of the next one. How do they get in touch with you?
Find the Facebook page, Veterans Art Show. I run the page, and anyone can contact me through there. I wish I was better at running a website, but I'm not. So Veterans Art Show Facebook page.
As you and I stand here, it's in a very warm feeling space. I'm looking at one point, I see Daniel Schroeder's artwork on a mirror over there. Are Ellen's pictures behind me? Is Tom Fontanus with all of his work? What would you like people to know about the art show that they can see not only this evening, but on the 30th of June?
Some people hear Veterans Art Show and they think it's going to be very militaristic. It's going to be all about war. It's going to be very political, and it's not. The artists are veterans, but they don't bring that whole experience into their work. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But you have to just come to a show to experience it, because it's really not what you think it's going to be.
Let's tempt some people. Those earrings over there, tell me about those.
Oh, I forgot to put him on the list. That's Fred Miranda. He makes all kinds of amazing jewelry. I have a keychain on my keys, too, that's about 1 inch round, and it's all beaded, beautiful design on it. He's so patient and so meticulous. He makes amazing jewelry.
Wow. And who is that out the window who's painting?
Antoine Lance Scott came down today. He's painting for us out on the sidewalk. We have a bunch of his work over here too. And right now, Antoine is one of my personal missions. I want to get him out of per diem housing and floating all over LA, get him into his own space so that he can put his energy towards making art. Because he has gone so far just in the year that I've known him. If I could stabilize him and get him to a point where all he has to do is express himself, there's no telling what this man could do.
He is seriously talented. I had the chance to talk with him before.
Yeah, he's amazing. I call him my grandpa.
Jessica, what's ahead for the Veterans Art Show?
Well, we open on June 30th at Space. It's our 1 year anniversary of the initiation of Veterans Art Show, and it's going to be really great this year. We're actually turning it into a type of Veterans Art Show walk throughout South Pasadena. There's going to be another space in South Pass. It's called Swarthy's Barbering, who is going to let me hang pieces in there for that 2 week time, and then also we're working on a permanent installation there. So people can see Veterans Art Show any day of the week and go and get an awesome shave, because they do traditional shaving with straight razors and they do male barbering, and it's just an amazing space. So
now, permanent installation at the barbershop itself?
At the barbershop itself. They have some great walls.
Wow.
Yes.
That's definitely something to see. And before we wrap up, let's just take a quick trip back in time here in our memory and tell me how this first came about.
A crazy idea that I just asked the question, can I do a Veterans Art Show? And the amazing ladies of Space said yes. So it's gone from there. It goes to show you should always ask the question. Never be afraid to hear no, because you will hear yes sometimes. And it can go so far.
And you're kind of a one-woman operation. What's been the craziest for you?
It's all crazy. Just the fact that it keeps going is crazy. I mean, it just seems like every time I open my mouth, every time I throw it out there, it makes something more happen. So I don't know how I could ever not do this. It's just so amazing. It's what I am meant to do.
Finally, how can people best support you?
Open up walls for more shows. Get the word out about Veterans Art Show. Make a donation, maybe. Buy a piece of work. Just come and check it out. Talk about it. Share it. Know it. Love it.